How deep does your devotion to Christ run? In 1 Samuel chapter 18, verses 6 through 11, we read of a victory parade. David is returning from striking down Goliath, and Saul is out in front on this parade. It sure seems like Saul is trying to take as much credit as he can for sending a teenage boy out to do a man's job. And the women start singing, which would have been customary. And the song that they sing says, Saul has killed a lot and David has killed a lot more. Now, I don't think we're supposed to read anything too snarky into this song. The women were just simply retelling the story, perhaps a bit dramatically. But at any rate, it upsets Saul. And then we read in verses 10 and 11 that David played the lyre in Saul's house day by day. And on that day after the parade, Saul was being tormented by a spirit from the Lord, and in two different attempts, tries to kill David by throwing his spear at him, hoping it would pierce him and pin him to the wall. The next thing that we read is David being handed a demotion from being a leader over the men of war to being a commander of 1,000. And yet, David still goes out to fight for the king of Israel. Why does David continue to do this? Well, it's because David is devoted to the Lord and to Israel. Remember, at no point in this chapter does David even realize that Saul's trying to kill him on multiple occasions. And through it all, David doesn't claim a victim status. He didn't play a part to be pitied. Through it all, he remained faithful to the Lord and the Lord's people. And it makes me wonder about myself. How deep does my devotion run? You know, when it's easy to bail out, I usually want to bail out. When the fight seems lopsided, I want to blend into the crowd and not stand out as a fighter. When the task requires sacrifice, I too often want to figure out a way so that I don't have to sacrifice. And this is where I must turn and depend upon Jesus and His Spirit living in and through me. Jesus knows all about staying and standing when people were pinning Him to the cross. And He did it because of His devotion to God and His love for His people. As you pray today, please remember Jacob and Miriam, our Creative Access missionaries. And also remember the English LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Canada and the United States.